is VOA News, The Remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman.
Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny lost his appeal on Saturday against what he said was a politically motivated decision to jail him for nearly 3 years. But he said his faith in God and belief in the rightness of his cause was sustaining him. Navalny is Russian President Vladimir Putin's most prominent critic. He was jailed earlier this month for parole violations that he said were trumped up. Western countries have condemned the case and are discussing possible sanctions on Russia. Hundreds of protesters gathered outside Thailand's parliament after Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha and 9 ministers survived a parliamentary no-confidence motion on Saturday. One protester said, quote, "It was a disappointment, but expected." 2 people were killed in Myanmar's second city, Mandalay, on Saturday when police fired to disperse protesters. People protesting the February 1st military coup, and this is what emergency workers are reporting. It's been the bloodiest day in more than 2 weeks of demonstrations. Protesters took to the streets in several cities and towns with members of ethnic minorities, poets, and transport workers, among those demanding an end to military rule and the release of elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi and others. The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in Germany increased by more than 9,100 to over 2.3 million. Data from the Robert Koch Institute for Infectious Diseases showed on Saturday. And Japan's celebrations for Naomi Osaka's 4th Grand Slam tennis title went to orbit, with an astronaut tweeting congratulations from the International Space Station. This is VOA News. Thousands of protesters rallied in the capital of Armenia on Saturday to demand the resignation of Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan, who they accuse of mishandling last year's war with Azerbaijan. The prime minister has resisted pressure to step down since November, when he signed a peace deal brokered by Russia that ended the 6-week conflict with neighbor Azerbaijan. In the deal, which was received with hostility in Armenia, Pashinyan gave up swaths of territory in and around the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region. This to end the fighting, which had claimed some 6,000 lives. Back in the 1990s, Armenian-backed separatists in Nagorno-Karabakh declared independence from Azerbaijan in a war for the province that left tens of thousands dead. But in the latest conflict, which erupted in late September, Turkey backed Azerbaijan, although it denied accusations from several sources that it had sent mercenaries to the front lines. And in other news headlines, the World Bank is working to standardize COVID-19 vaccine contracts that countries are signing with drug makers, and is pushing manufacturers to be more open about where the doses are headed. This as it races to get more vaccines to poor countries. This is according to Bank President David Malpass. He told Reuters he expected the bank's board to have approved $1.6 billion in vaccine funding for 12 countries, including the Philippines, Bangladesh, Tunisia, and Ethiopia, by the end of March, with 30 more to follow shortly thereafter. A Japanese Air Force officer and a U.S. Air Force instructor pilot were killed in a crash in Alabama, Japan's Air Self-Defense Force said Saturday. The Japanese second lieutenant and the U.S. instructor crashed as their T-38 was about to land at a local airport, according to a statement by the Japanese force. The United States has expressed concerns about Malaysia's plans to deport asylum seekers and others from Myanmar as Myanmar Navy ships arrived in Malaysian waters to pick them up. Last week, Reuters reported that Malaysia had agreed to return 1,200 Myanmar citizens after Myanmar's military, which seized power in that February 1st coup, offered to send ships to get them. And NASA's Perseverance became the 5th rover to reach Mars after landing impeccably on the red planet earlier this week. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.